CDC Director Dr. Tom Frieden says the country is less safe than it was prior to the shutdown.
There are more blind spots out there. There are more things that may be happening that we may not find out about, may not be able to stop or stop quickly, and may not be able to prevent.
CDC furloughed nearly 9,000 employees worldwide. About 6,000 work in the Atlanta headquarters. And Frieden says that's crippled the CDC's ability to track foodborne illnesses and other infectious diseases.
If an experiment was set up in the lab or a project was started, it may be that it could be stopped and then resumed, but it may also be that there's real damage to that.
Frieden says normally the CDC has 8 scientists tracking and examining foodborne illnesses. Post-shutdown, there's only 1. Some labs have gone from a staff of 80 to 2, and staff at the 20 quarantine stations dotted along the country's borders and ports has been reduced by 85%. The center's phone line for discussing hospital-acquired infections has also been shuttered.
We don't have the systems up. We don't have early warning systems as robust as they should be or could be.
Frieden says the CDC's ability to track the upcoming flu season will also be hampered.
We're not able to promote vaccination as effectively as we would otherwise. We're not able to address outbreaks or clusters when they occur and do the lab work that we would do.
Frieden says some programs, like AIDS research and prevention, are continuing because they're not dependent on annual funding. And those that deal with imminent threats, like Ebola, smallpox, and the plague, are still up and running. Frieden says other work, like cancer, diabetes, and stroke prevention research, is on hold for now. Michelle Aloy, WABE News.